This is Earth and Sky with a sea otter scientific whodunit.
James Estes is a research scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Santa Cruz, California. Since the 1970s, he's been part of an ongoing project to study sea otters and kelp forest ecosystems along the Alaska coast. In the 1990s, the otter populations took a nosedive. Now Estes is trying to find out what's killing the otters.
Using a small skiff to travel in coastal waters, he found no trace of disease, reproductive failure, or famine. But he did discover one curious lagoon where otters once flourished. Beginning in the 1990s, researchers noticed something that hadn't been seen before, killer whales attacking sea otters.
And so that was a mind blower for us, because we had never, even prior to 1990, we'd never seen a killer whale eat a sea otter. We began seeing more killer whales in the coastal zone. And when we started doing a bunch of analysis of the actual data that we had, you know, it became the most obvious and reasonable explanation for what had happened.
Killer whales have been known to feed on seals and sea lions. It's possible that as these creatures have become less abundant, the whales might have switched to sea otters. Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, supporting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.